Today is Thursday, February 25th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I was looking at my email, actually, and I have too many subscriptions. I really have too many subscriptions, and you get added to these email lists. You go to a store and they ask you for your email address and you get on it, or you make a donation to some cause and you get on some email list, and then you're constantly needing to unsubscribe or whatever. And so my email address has, even though I use Gmail, and even though they have pretty good filtering as far as if they think something is spam, they're going to put it in the spam folder. If they're legitimate subscriptions, they're going to go into your email. So most of my emails are subscriptions. Nobody emails me, right? Nobody, like, none of listeners sometimes will send an email to go on the show, but I don't, no family members or friends or anything like that email me just to shoot the breeze, other than my ex, Nathan, who emailed me in December, and I haven't emailed him back, and I feel bad about it. One of these days, I'm going to email him back. I really am. He probably thinks I hate him. Actually, he probably went from thinking I hate him to he probably now hates me because I haven't responded to him. But anyway, he emailed me because he normally talks to me on Facebook, and I don't use Facebook anymore. And so he emailed me back in December, and I feel horrible. But I don't get any emails other than more, I don't know, utilitarian, here's your subscription, or hey, you placed this order and here's your tracking information, or, you know, stuff like that. Very rarely do I get any other kind of emails, but I got this email and it was from Pier One. And I used to work for Pier One back in the day when I was in Dallas, and that, and, you know, my ex in Dallas and I, we're buying a house and et cetera, et cetera. And one of my friends, and I had a job. I was first a claims adjuster for auto insurance, and then I moved into underwriting for auto insurance, and then I moved into IT for auto insurance. And anyway, one of my coworkers worked at Pier One as a side job. She said, "Oh, I was bored and I knew the person or something," and he said, "Hey, do you want to work on the weekends or whatever?" And she did it, and she recommended that I, you know, she said, "You may like it as well, so you may want to look into it." And so I worked off and on at Pier One the whole time I was in Dallas, because there was one point where I didn't really need the extra money, but I didn't have much of a social life when I first got to Dallas, and I thought, well, I'll just make some extra money and I'll do it on the weekends and I get a discount. And, you know, it'll be fine. So sometimes I would do it in the evening after work, and then sometimes I would also do it on the weekends. It makes me really tired thinking about it now. How would I carry on a second job now? But back then I was able to do it for some reason. And I was friends with the people I worked with, and we would have fun. You know, it was a retail job. It's not, you just have to clean bathrooms, stock shelves, occasionally do inventory, help customers. But we would get a lot of customers sometimes on, like, on a Saturday afternoon or something like that, or when we're running a sale or if it's a holiday. But in general, you know, you would get a steady trickle of customers, but it wouldn't be anything horrible that, you know. And so it was just kind of fun. You could hang out with your friends and get paid for it, basically. Well, I got this email from Pier One, and I remember hearing that they were going through bankruptcy, but I had seen a Pier One the other day when we were driving around. So I went to their website, but the items looked a little different. I went to the candles and they didn't quite look the same as when I worked there. And I got to thinking, I wonder what happened to Pier One. Did they actually go out of business, or, you know, what, because also on this same website, they had a link for Dress Barn. They had a link for Linens and Things. They had a link for Radio Shack, which I know went out of business. And so I did some research, and apparently Pier One did go out of business. They declared bankruptcy, and they tried to find a buyer, They couldn't find a buyer. This was last year, right in February of last year, right before the pandemic hit big time. And eventually they found a buyer, but it was some social media influencer that I've never heard of has a company where they buy brand names that have gone out of business. They've had physical presence. They've had physical retail locations, or mostly this is what they focus on. They've had physical retail locations. They struggled to do well with e-commerce or even get into the e-commerce arena to compete with the e-commerce folks. And they take those brand names and they convert them into online only. So they get rid of all of their, they don't do any of their locations. So what I read was that Pier 1 had closed all of their stores as of September of last year. And they're no longer run, it's no longer the same company at all. The brand name was purchased. I suppose they must have purchased some of the inventory that was in the warehouses, because they do have a Pier 1 air quotes classic section on the website, and it says limited availability. And basically it is some of the old, I didn't see any candles, although I'm going to go back and look, but they have some of the reed diffusers and the fragrances that I remember, like citrus cilantro and island orchard, which I loved. I loved that scent. I wanted to say flavor. But now I thought, oh, maybe I should go to the classic section and buy a couple of things, just more for nostalgia, if not anything else, because I used to work there. And I really liked some of the scents. I really liked Island Orchard, and there were a couple of other ones that I really liked. We had a pear. I can't remember the name of it, but there was a pear fragrance that I really liked. Anyway, so I don't know if I'm going to do that. I probably won't, but I thought about it. So I was just looking at that right before I recorded. So I ordered something online, and I really wanted it to come in before the weekend. And so I specifically paid a little bit extra, like $10 extra, to get express delivery. And I did... Anyway, I didn't order it on Amazon. I ordered it directly from the company. And they had emailed me, they texted me, and they said, oh, it's on its way, blah, 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 blah. Well, I had a bunch of meetings this afternoon. It's supposed to arrive today. And so right after my last meeting ended at 4:30, I thought, you know what, I'm going to check on that and see what time it's going to arrive. And so I checked, and it said attempted delivery at 4:15. My meeting, literally, they had been there 15 minutes before my meeting ended. Now, I work upstairs, but Mark works downstairs in his office, and his office is right next to the front door. Also, he has a window that he always leaves the blinds open, and he can see right out into the front yard. Somehow, this FedEx person had managed to sneak past Mark, not knock, and not ring the doorbell. I mean, they must have not. And put a note on the door saying, we tried to deliver this, but you weren't here. And so, and they circled the little box that you need to, they said, they circled the box that says, if you want us to leave it when we try tomorrow, sign here and leave this on the door. I think what he did is he didn't want to have interaction with anyone. And so he just quickly, he had already filled out that, and he just quickly put the tag on the door and ran away. I really think that's what happened. Because I think they don't, especially with COVID, I think they don't want to have interaction with people. Because last week we had a couple of drivers leave boxes for us on the sidewalk, basically. They didn't even come to the door. Now, there was snow on the ground, so, I mean, you know, maybe it was because it was snowy and they were doing that. But Mark said, I had to go quickly get stuff so it wouldn't get wet. And I don't know if that was FedEx, actually, but it was some delivery company. Something we had ordered, the ski clothes we had ordered or whatever. And I don't know how they were delivered. But I'm so irritated because I called FedEx. I really wanted to get the thing. And I'm like, she's like, well, he'll try again tomorrow. And I said, well, what if he doesn't ring the doorbell or knock tomorrow? We're going to be here. I said, but we're going out of town on the weekend, and you know, eventually you guys are going to send it back. And so I was so irritated. She said, well, you could sign the thing, or you can drive 20 minutes down the road and get. So we're probably going to go out and pick this thing up. I'm being really secretive, aren't I? Anyway, we're probably going to go pick this thing up. But I'm so irritated because it's going to be a 45-minute trip to drive to the FedEx location where they've got it and back home. And I'm so busy because work is super busy. I've got all this work stuff I need to finish up on. And because I'm going to be on vacation next week, of course, there are 5 bajillion things that need to be done. And now I've got to drive to FedEx to get this package. I'm so irritated. But what can you do? People are just, I don't know. It's just, all he had to do was ring the doorbell. That's it. And someone would have answered the door and signed for the package. I don't understand. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Oh, by the way, I'm probably going to take a break next week, just so you guys know. All right, talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.